Hey, what's up, guys? So we are on step three. Excuse the echo in this crazy room in Barcelona. So I'm going to share my screen with you, and I want you to check out. This is one of my favorite steps. All right. Now, this is what I like to call the outcome finder. Now, basically, before you get into the details, everybody loves to jump into the actual content that you're going to teach. But what you want to focus on first, is finding the outcome, the result that you're going to get people. That helps steer you in the right direction when it comes to creating your courses. So focusing on what result they're going to get, because that's what they really care about. That's what you really care about. What you care about is that, can I trust this person? Will they give me the result that I'm looking for? So I want to take you through a series of questions. Now, you don't have to do all of these questions. I love to answer all of them because I feel like the more you ask yourself the same question and you keep probing for more answers, the more answers will come up for you. And so when you speak to the results that you create for people, you help them choose you faster. Okay? And you also help them be clear if you're not for them. Now, I want both. I want people that are clear, like, you know what? She's too loud. She's too this. I can't deal with her. Perfect. Because I never want to sign someone up for something if they're not my perfect soulmate client. And so I definitely want them to be ideal. Okay. And that is, you know, you want to polarize people. And so when you speak to the results you create, you allow people to clearly choose a yes or a no. And it's never the emotion of they must choose my course. It's just, let's make it a clear yes or no. All right. So here's a series of questions, and I'm going to take you through the worksheet, and then you can download this worksheet and work on this. And it will help you. You need to do this before you create your content. I do this before I create my content every time. I've been with so many different creators, and that's pretty much what they look at. First, start with the outcome. Outcome, 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 outcome. All right. I think I've drilled it in enough. So imagine that I'm your client through this exercise. You want to think of that one perfect, ideal person that you would love to serve because you know that they're going to do the work. You know that they're not interested in get-rich-quick type stuff. You know that they're wanting a result. So put yourself in their mind frame. They're up in their home. They're sitting at their desk, and they just kind of take a deep breath, and they say, you know what? Let me go to Google. They pull up the internet browser. And as they pull up the internet browser, they begin to type into Google. They're looking for a solution to their problem. So I go into Google. I'm looking for a solution to my problem. What would I type? What would I type into Google? Now, the reason why I love this question and it always helps me is because our clients are not speaking our language. And so we love to use like all this lingo that's very teachery. It's very professional. It's very whatever. But our clients don't think like that. You don't think like that. If you're looking for a hairstylist, you go best hairstylist in my area, in my neighborhood. Or you say best hairstylist in Dallas, Texas. Or you say, you know, best online hair class. Or you say, how do I create an online course? That's what you would say. It's just really, 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 really simple. So give yourself a couple of, just give it a couple tries, write in the box or on your sheet of paper. Write about 3 to 5 things that your ideal client would be typing into Google. Okay, I want you to write what they would be typing into Google. Now, you can pause the video there. You can just keep going. I just want to walk you through the worksheet. Take your time with this. Put on some jamming music. I'm going to give you guys some songs that you can download to just so that when you're creating to inspirational music, right? So what is the result that I get because of the course that you teach me? What result do I get because of the course that you teach me? Again, what result do I get because of the course that you teach me? As a result of this course, I will be able to create a webinar. As a result of this course, I will finally be able to do my makeup and not look like a drag queen. As a result of this course, I will finally know how to log into Facebook and not feel scared because I don't know how to do a live stream. I can log into Facebook with ease. I can turn on my camera and set it up for my live stream class, right? after I take your course, I can finally love myself. I can finally stop beating myself up for the divorce and start dating again. Has to be tangible. So people don't buy, I want to love myself. They don't search that, but they will say, how do I start dating after divorce? Like, that's the tangent. What are the steps I take to get back into dating? What do I wear on a first date? After I take your course, I can finally know what outfits to wear when I go on dates, or I can finally pass my exam with your study course. After I take your course, I can finally dot, dot, dot. Fill in the blank. It's just a question that's meant to get you to journaling. Okay? Now, another question that I like is, after I take your course, I will be able to. They're very similar, but that moment when someone says, I can finally, there's something, there's an energy behind that. And then after I take your course, I will be able to create a webinar. And it's not that you need to reinvent every single question here, guys. I don't want you to think that you have to reinvent this every single time. I just want you to know that taking this course, I mean, asking these questions in different ways will help you get the same answer just clearer and clearer and clearer. So for some of you, your answers were pretty much, maybe it's just one thing that you teach, which is totally fine. Don't panic on that. Totally fine. So here we go. Give you some time on that. Now, this is really fun. 3 months later, or whatever time frame, so everybody's selling something different. So whatever the time frame is that you give people results, maybe it's instant, maybe it's in 6 weeks, maybe it's in a year, I don't know. So you have to fill in the time frame. But think about this. 3 months later, I call you. As a result of your course, I have had this happen and that happen, and now I can do this. What are those things that I can do? Because you decided to step up and you decided to help me get the result. What are the things that I can do now? I want you guys to really brainstorm that. Really brainstorm that. So, there we go. Now, if I had have taken your course, I would still be what? What would I still be doing? What would I still feel stuck at? What would I still, like, what would I still be struggling with? That's really what the question is. I would still be dating guys who are abusive. Or if I hadn't taken your course, I would still think that I had to pay $1,000 for a website. But because of your course, I got a website done for less than $150. Like, what would the person still be doing if they didn't run into you? Before your course, I really struggled with, what did I struggle with? Like, really get into my psyche. What results were, what was I going, gosh, if I could just, God, if I could figure this out, if I could just find, I hear so many ladies, for example, when it comes to makeup, I hear so many ladies go, if I can just get my makeup like that, I want to look natural. I want to look like this. And I want to, they always tell me this kind of stuff. And so, For this exercise, listen, all of these questions you may not need to do, but I just want to give them to you because they're great brainstorming questions. And so before your course, I really struggled with, what were my struggles? Really think about the experience, because listen, we're going to take this languaging. I need you to fill this out because we're going to take this language later and we're going to use it when we're teaching, okay? So you really want your ideal customer to go, wow, how did he or she know that I was experiencing this? It's because you took the time to get into their mind frame. So before your course, I really struggled with what is that person is struggling with? Like, is it overwhelming because you don't know the internet? For example, people who bought this course, they really struggled with wondering if someone wanted to hear what they had to say. You really struggled with which website do I choose? How do I create the PowerPoints? How in the heck do I create these flyers? And how am I going to sell this freaking thing? And what if I sell something that someone else is already wanting to do? Can I do that? Like, what are the rules? These are the things that you really struggle with. But now that you've taken this course, you are not worried about who has a course similar to yours. You're not worried about how you're going to create the website. You're not worried about how you're going to do the live stream, because I know that I'm going to get that in this course. So you've got to think about that. You've got to think about that. And you've got to really spend some time getting into their psyche, getting into their feelings, okay, their experiences. So now that we've gone through that, I love to do this. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I put myself in the mind of my perfect client, and there's no perfect client. But listen, my ideal client, my ideal client is you. You're fun, you're flexible, you love God, you love sharing what you know, you love to have a good time and enjoy life, and you're eager to get your content out. You're my ideal client. So I put myself in your mind frame, in your shoes right now, and I imagine you saying, Keisha, thank you for helping me get the result. Thank you for helping me create the course. And it feels like magic because I can just do it because I took the time and I just built the muscle of creating content, of generating the ideas. And I released the worry and just kept putting myself into state so that I could like be inspired to create and to share. And now I can pay for daycare. And now I can hire the housekeeper. And now I can travel and work from anywhere because you taught me how you create these courses with ease. And it does feel like magic, Keisha. And I thank you for that. Thank you for helping me get the result that I was looking for. That's the energy. That's the exercise that I do before I create like into the content. This comes first. Really put yourself into the emotion of the person and go through all of these questions. And this will help you. Answering these questions over and over helps you get clear. Now, when I get to creating the content, I want you to have this part done so that it's just easy to fill in the next best steps. Okay? So here we go. Let's go ahead, do this exercise, dig into it. Maybe you have a song that keeps you inspired, that puts you into a good energy state. Like, figure that out, right? And really go through these questions. They help you just get so clear. All right, I'll see you in the next module.